Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is January 12th, 2021, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office is trying to identify the two suspects responsible for a burglary and theft at the Marathon store at 111 Markham Road in Lakeland. The burglary occurred on Friday, January 8th at about 2:14 a.m. The suspects busted the glass on the front door to make entry, and once inside, they stole tobacco products and vape pens. The suspects are believed to be white males, about 5'4", between 140 and 150 pounds. One of the suspects wore a hoodie that appeared to have the word Queen on the back. If you have any information that may be helpful to this investigation, please contact Detective Marco at 863-577-1600. Once again, 863-577-1600, and reference case number 21-870. Your local news, it was postponed due to the hurricane season, and now it's returned. This Saturday, the Lions Club will host the Peace River Balloon Festival. Gates will open at 6:30 a.m. with the event at 2 p.m. They offer tethered balloon rides and exhibition with the canines at the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. A fire rescue engine and various food vendors are available. The balloon launch will be at 7:50 a.m. with a glow at 6 p.m. It's at the Hardy Lakes County Park, 5502 Ollie Roberts Road in Bowling Green. Once again, the Lions Club will have the Peace River Balloon Festival. Gates open at 6:30 a.m. with the event at 2 p.m. at Hardy Lakes County Park. And also, this Thursday through Saturday, the SFSC Foundation will host their $1 million hole-in-one golf shootout at the Sun and Light Golf Club in Sebring. All golfers are welcome. The cost is $10 for a bag of 10 balls, and you can purchase an unlimited number of bags until the 16th at 5:30 p.m. The top 12 closest to the pin will be asked to come back and try their best to swing for a hole-in-one on Sunday on the 18th hole of Deer Run at Sun and Light Golf Club. Hit the hole-in-one and you're a millionaire. For more information, call 863-453-3133. Your job's in Hardy County. Harbor Freight is looking for a retail stocking associate. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. Qualifications include a flexible schedule, excellent communication skills, and the ability to become forklift certified. Petco is looking for a dog trainer. As the dog training apprentice, you must follow Petco's positive dog training curriculums and methodologies. You must be committed to and show genuine interest in enhancing communication and teamwork between dog and pet parent by offering positive solutions and rewarding success while providing a fun and safe environment for dogs, pet parents, and store partners. And Valmont Industries is looking for a material controller. Qualifications include at least 3 years of experience within a material handling control or related field, accuracy with basic math skills, and a flexible schedule. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this on your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Remember to lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to HardyMidday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 66 degrees out, feels like 65, cloudy, 3% chance of rain. Air quality is excellent. The maximum UV index is 1, low. Winds west-northwest, 7 miles an hour, with gusts up to 9 miles an hour. Humidity is 84%. Indoor humidity, slightly humid, 78%. Dew point 61, cloud cover 94%, visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 1,900 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 9:53 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, cloudy, a slight chance of showers late this morning and early afternoon, highs in the lower 70s, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the lower 50s, north winds around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the upper 60s with north winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, lows around 50, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour with a 30% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Additional detection of the Asian citrus psyllid mean California farmers remain vigilant, according to the chair of a pest prevention effort. The insect can carry a fatal citrus disease known as HLB. California farmers have succeeded so far in keeping HLB out of commercial groves. A psyllid infected by the HLB bacterium found recently in a Fallbrook residence was the first to be detected in San Diego County. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is hosting a two-day virtual event for cattlemen and women across the country to come together for industry news, updates, education, and networking. AgriMarketing.com reports the 2021 Cattle Industry Convention Winter Reboot, scheduled for February 23rd and 24th, is your opportunity to connect with NCBA and serves as a kickoff event for the Cattle Industry Convention NCBA Trade Show in August. Registration for the Winter Reboot is now open. Just go to convention.ncba.org and click on the Winter Reboot link. A Blueberry Coalition for Progress and Health, a group of domestic blueberry importers and foreign grower groups, has formed to oppose limitations on imports of the berries. According to thepacker.com, today's International Trade Commission hearing will hear claims that blueberry imports pose unfair competition when blueberries in Florida, Georgia, and other areas are in season. The 17 companies and organizations within the coalition claim blueberry imports do not harm the domestic industry.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. There are countless issues facing the agriculture industry: regulations, droughts, labor, and even the COVID-19 pandemic. Luckily, ag stakeholders have allies figuring out those issues and how to address them. Kevin Lamb is an assistant professor at the University of Georgia, focusing on leadership development, and helps identify issues facing Georgia ag stakeholders.
My primary appointment is extension and outreach. So I work with a lot of industry representatives and stakeholders, as well as kind of across the college and university, to help identify strategic priorities and making sure that we're kind of focusing on the critical issues that that our stakeholders need to address.
Most issues deal with environment and economics, but some of the most popular issues facing the industry are public perception and the farmer-consumer relationship.
It's not just about efficiency and productivity and economics, but there's some of those other themes that we know are out there, but maybe haven't been articulated before, such as, you know, the industry image and the relationship with the public, and the fact that stakeholders really do see that as one of the critical issues that they have. You know, the pieces in my mind where I'd like to see this go next is to have some of those strategic conversations with different commodity groups at the state as well as the national level, and to just see, you know.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closing lower on Wall Street as trading cools in markets around the world following record-setting runs. The S&P 500 fell 0.7%, breaking a four-day winning streak. Analysts say a pullback was no surprise following the big rally recently for everything from stocks to bond yields to commodities amid a wave of optimism. At the same time, the worsening pandemic continues to slam the economy. Treasury yields continue to rise, partly on expectation that the U.S. government is set to borrow a lot more money for stimulus programs. The Dow dropped 89 points today to close at 31,008. The NASDAQ off 165 to 13,036. The S&P 500 fell 25 points to 3,799. New York oil dropped 9 cents to $52.15 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. The NFL second round of playoffs matchups are set after a weekend of wild card action.
Saturday's AFC divisional game will have the Rams playing the Packers in Green Bay after Los Angeles beat the Seahawks on Saturday and the Packers had a first-round bye. The night game will pit the Ravens at the Bills after Baltimore beat the Titans Sunday 2013. Bills beat the Colts on Saturday. Sunday's early game has the Browns heading to Kansas City. Cleveland held off the Steelers Sunday 48-37. Chiefs had a week one bye. Sunday night in the marquee matchup, Saints and Drew Brees against Tom Brady and his Buccaneers. New Orleans beat the Bears Sunday 21-9, while Tampa Bay took care of Washington on Saturday. And there is football Monday night. Top-ranked Alabama set to face number 3 Ohio State. Crimson Tide looking for their sixth national title under coach Nick Saban. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, the Clippers fell behind early but posted a 130-127 win over the Bulls. Kawhi Leonard pumped in 35 points, Paul George added 28, and the Bulls lost despite a 45-point eruption by Zach LaVine. Nuggets blew out the Knicks 114-89. Denver now has won 4 of 5 since a 1-4 start. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander poured in 31 points. Hamidou Diallo had 25 off the bench. Thunder beat the Nets 129-116. Jazz beat the Pistons 96-86, while the Lakers win for the sixth time in 7 games as Anthony Davis had 27 points. LeBron James added 18 in a 120-102 decision over the Rockets. The Warriors eked out a win over the Toronto Raptors 106-105, while the Timberwolves took care of the San Antonio Spurs 96-88. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your quote for the day: I said hi to my computer and now it's telling me it's not responding. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.